Time now for trivia on WCHL. Freddie Cogger comes in here every weekday morning with a great trivia question, and we all try to answer it.
Thank you so much for providing a platform for me to have my fun, my jollies.
All right.
Because I do it. I enjoy this stuff. It's fun.
Yeah, well.
Hopefully it shows.
You can get down off your soapbox.
Well, I'm just saying it was fun. It's good.
Well, what kind of question you got today? Is it really another sports question?
No. I mean, we will make UNC women are over at the newly renovated Reynolds Coliseum to play NC State. And that'll be a good ball game, of course.
I haven't seen the newly renovated place.
I'll tell you what, they did a nice job.
Really?
A fantastic job. They turned Reynolds Coliseum into an arena that really complements many of the Olympic sports. Great place for volleyball, for wrestling, for gymnastics, for women's basketball. Mm-hmm. They did a fantastic job over there. And, of course, there's some foyers and places to see state history. Mm-hmm. And it's a good spot.
Yeah.
It's a good spot.
Well, fantastic.
Thank you. We're doing something today that I'm just simply calling rock solid.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a geography thing.
Oh, okay.
In what country would you find the port of Rosetta? Of archaeological Rosetta Stone fame. In what country would you find the port of Rosetta? Of archaeological Rosetta Stone fame.
Well, I don't know, so I'm just going to be guessing, but somebody.
Because you also know too that Rosetta Stone is now the wildly successful How to Learn Another Language.
Yeah, that's right.
Company.
That's right.
And of course, there is an allusion to all of this, and it's Rosetta, not Rosanna, Rosanna.
Not Toto.
Not Toto. And Toto, too.
Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Exactly. Give us a call if you know where the port of Rosetta is located.
Wake up with WCHL weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, some good clean jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from Rand Northam and the whole WCHL award-winning news department, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, a whole lot more. So wake up with us and then wrap up your day right here with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL and streaming live all over the world on chapelboro.com.
Freddie, you want to know where Rosetta is, the port of Rosetta?
Yes.
I'm just going to guess and say
give a guess.
Morocco.
Ooh, that's a great guess.
Really?
Go to the opposite coast, to the opposite side of the continent of Africa.
I don't know.
Morocco, you're on the northwest. Go to the northeast.
The northeast category, northeast coast.
Starts with an E.
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 I don't know.
Starts with an E, G, Y. Land of the pyramids.
Egypt.
Egypt.
Yeah, you almost had to spell a whole word.
That's okay. Egypt. Yeah, the Rosetta Stone was found in 1799, and why is it important? It was inscribed with three versions of an official decree that was issued in 196 BC. Mm-hmm. The key? The three texts were used for the same decree, so the Rosetta Stone proved to be a key for Europeans to decipher Egyptian hieroglyphs.
Yeah.
Because it was used to decipher Egyptian hieroglyphs, someone very cagey and smart developed this language program and called it Rosetta Stone.
Yeah. That's cool.
It is cool.
It's worked out really well for
him.
I'm going
to tell you, have you ever used one of those things?
No.
I haven't either, but everybody that does, they say they're just remarkably well done.
Yeah. Well, here's to the craft of learning different languages.
I can speak Southern.
Yeah. I used to be able to speak Spanish pretty well, but
I can hold my own.
I've forgotten what I do.
I can hold my own.
Yeah. Well, you hold your own, and I'm going to be over here.
Well, hasta lasagna.
All right. I didn't think you spoke Italian.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Hasta mañana.
Ciao.
Okay.